The first wagon load of wounded arrived that afternoon. By night, every bed and settee, and most of the floor, was occupied by wounded soldiers. The other houses nearby were the same. The three servants and I did all we could, cleaning the men and their ghastly wounds, changing dressings, feeding, giving comfort. I was told that my eldest daughter's husband had been wounded, and I gave the men the same care that I prayed he was receiving. Several were Yankees. We attended them with no less solicitude. They were all simply men, all in grave need. When they died, as so many did, they seemed changed from men back into infants, their bodies relaxing, just like a babe settling into its slumber. We saved locks of hair to send to their families, and the shirts the men had worn as well, which we labored to cleanse the blood. If I slept an hour or more straight through at night, I considered myself blessed. The room stirred endlessly with voices. One man asked for Clarissa without cease. Others moaned constantly for water. An officer cried out, "Open the door to the King of Glory!" and died the next instant. One Union man, a German, I believe, both legs shattered and shot through the neck, clutched a photograph of a woman and would not be parted from it, even in sleep. Perhaps it did have healing powers. He had both legs taken off by a doctor who came to us and survived the ordeal.